can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Welcome inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf with Greg Cosell of NFL Film, senior producer. And Greg, today we turn our attention to the defense. And what do you want to do on defense? Get after the quarterback. And so we're going to look at those edge rushers, starting with the guy who is 12th all-time in career sacks, Jared Allen.
Yeah, it seems like he's been around for a long time. Still had a good season. You're going to see him right here. This is what he does. You see him aligned wide outside the offensive tackle, still has the good hand usage, still has the quickness, maybe not quite as explosive as he was a few years ago. But again, you're dealing, in his case, with age. How much are you willing to ante up for Jared Allen? Still a very good player, still a player that must be accounted for as a pass rusher, can win one-on-one, has always been really good transitioning from speed, getting off the ball real quick, getting into a guy, speed to power, very good at that part of the pass rush game.
And as you said, free agency, not about paying for past performance, but
no, well, that's the
predicting the future.
Yes, that, which is always hard to do.
Very hard to do, and a guy who probably is going to stay in a 4-3 defense, we think.
Now, he's a 4-3 DN.
Absolutely. Now, how about Michael Johnson, the big guy from the Cincinnati Bengals?
Yeah, now Michael Johnson is right here, and he's a very interesting player because he can stand up as a linebacker, and he's got tremendous length. He's about 6'7". He can stand up as a linebacker. You can put him down at D-end in a sub-package to rush the quarterback. There's been times he's lined up inside at D-tackle. He has great versatility. Now, you wouldn't call him a pure pass rusher, you know, the kind of guy that you say, wow, look at him explode off the edge. But because of his length, his overall movement, very, very good. He does have pass rush skills, and he does give you great flexibility scheme-wise. So he's a very intriguing player who has a place in both a 3-4 and a 4-3.
Well, how about a guy who is coming off a 15-sack season, one of the better defensive pass rushers in the league this season, Greg Hardy from the Panthers?
This guy had an outstanding season, and it was used in a variety of ways that people might not be aware of. Here you're going to see him at defensive end, which was his predominant position. But in their nickel sub-package, he also played defensive tackle. He also stood up at times this year as an outside linebacker. So he has great versatility. He's about 275 pounds. He's a big man with great, great movement. I thought he had as good a season as any D lineman overall for what he did for his team because of the way he lined up, the different positions he aligned in, and what he did not only as a pass rusher but as a run defender. I think he's going to be one of the most sought-after free agent defensive linemen this year.
Well, if you were wondering if you can get instant production from a free agent pass rusher, look no further than Michael Bennett, who the Seahawks signed off the scrap heap last year, and he came in and played a big role for that Super Bowl.
You know, and a lot
defense.
Of people weren't aware, Bo, that he did the same thing for Tampa in the previous years, but they weren't very good, so nobody talked about him. And he is another guy. Here he's a defensive end in a sub-package, but he played defensive tackle. He played defensive end. He's a pass rusher. He's a run defender. This guy is a really, really good player. He's another guy that you sign him. He can play a lot more snaps, I think, than people think. Maybe he's not playing 65 or 70 snaps a game, but he's far more than just a sub-package player who's out there for 20 or 25 snaps. I think Michael Bennett is a really, really good player. And again, he's predominantly played in a 4-3, but he's played defensive end and he's played defensive tackle.
How about a guy who has predominantly played in a 3-4, a guy who very productive in the NFC East, Brian Arakpo from the Redskins?
Yeah, here's Brian Arakpo. Okay, now he came out of Texas and he was thought of very highly. He has not become a great pass rusher, but he certainly has pass rush skill. And he's got a variety of pass rush skill. He can win off the edge with speed, and he can win, as we saw on this play, with speed to power, where he can get inside of offensive tackles and shove them back into the quarterback. Arakpo is a fascinating player in this free agent class because he's got all the skills you look for. The production hasn't quite been what maybe the Redskins had hoped, But now that he's hit the market and you evaluate the skill set, he's got what you look for in a 3-4 outside rusher.
Now, unless you're a masochist, you haven't watched much of the Raiders' defense this season.
But Lamar Houston,
I know you are, and that's why you can tell us about Lamar Houston, the kind of versatile player he is.
Lamar Houston is a really good player. And you know what's so interesting about him this year is he lined up standing up in a two-point stance an awful lot. He did not just line up in a three-point stance as a defensive end. So he's got a very versatile skill set. Another University of Texas product like Arakpo, not a pure pass rusher, not the kind of guy you'd sign and say, you're my edge rusher. But I think he has scheme and position versatility. He can play in a 3-4, he can play in a 4-3, and he can be really effective in both. He's one of those guys, if you sign him, he's a stalwart of your defensive line. He's a solid down after down, quarter after quarter, week after week player. He's really a solid, savvy player.
A nice role player from Pittsburgh, Jason Worlds, broke out this season, and the Steelers, remember, spent that first-round pick on Jarvis Jones, but Worlds is the guy who ended up playing more and being more productive this season.
And Worlds is number 93 right here, and he played a lot of snaps this year due to injury because Lamar Woodley got hurt and didn't play a lot. And Worlds came out of Virginia Tech, and I remember liking him and thinking he could really transition into a 3-4 outside linebacker, pass rusher, and he had his moments this year. There were some games this year where he was almost a dominant player. He is of this group of outside linebackers because of his youth and because he doesn't have a ton of tread on his tires, and therefore you probably won't have to pay big dollars.
Right.
He could be the most intriguing prospect in this free agent class.
Sure, you can dream on him a little bit, what is to come.
Absolutely, and he showed some of that.
All right, how about back to Minnesota we go. Everson Griffin, another former high pick. Tell us what he can do.
Yeah, Everson Griffin is aligned inside here, and another guy who played multiple positions, D-tackle, D-end, what we call Joker, where he stood up and moved around. So the question becomes, can he be a 3-4 player? That's the question 3-4 teams will have to answer with Everson Griffin, because he's a very athletic kid who can rush the quarterback, he can drop into coverage, he has a multi-dimensional skill set. We know he can play in a 4-3 because he's done that. The question becomes, if you're a 3-4 team, can you line him up outside as an outside linebacker? Can he rush the quarterback? I think he's a really interesting 3-4 prospect, and I think he's just scratching the surface. He's only been in the league, what, 3 or 4 years? Came out of USC. He's a really talented kid athletically.
All right, well, let's take a look at another guy who's standing up here on the edge rushing, Paris Harrelson from the Saints.
Yeah, and he's been around now, and he's fought some injuries, and he's really a 3-4 outside player. This is a sort of a speed-to-power move. He's more of that kind of pass rusher than a pure quickness bend the edge rusher. I think at this point in his career, my guess is teams will bring him in as a compete player more than as, hey, we have to go get Paris Harrelson. He's had success in this league. He's been a good outside player. But I think where he stands now with some injuries and some tread, he's a compete player.
All right, finally, one more player to take a look at, another Super Bowl-winning champion from the Seahawks defense, O'Brien Schofield, who has battled injuries but still has some of that talent that you look for.
Yeah, and it's funny because I remember him coming out of Wisconsin. And he's a kid who had such horrible luck because he ripped up his knee at the Senior Bowl before the draft. But I always thought that he had pass rush skill, as we see here. He was able to bend the edge. He has body flexibility. People may not be aware he played over 20 snaps in the Super Bowl for Seattle. So again, he's not a guy you're going to necessarily sign for big dollars, but he's the kind of guy where for a small amount of money, there could be a big return. Because I think this kid has pass rush skill. And if he has the opportunity to show it and play more snaps for a team, if they bring him in, again, a compete player in camp, but he has pass rush skill, and for probably a bargain price, you might be able to get a big return with Schofield.
From big ticket players to medium guys to those bargain basement guys, lots of options if you're looking for a pass rusher in this year's free agency class. Greg Cosell from NFL Films breaks them down right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.